Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. And with me, with us here tonight also is our co-host, Coco with the most.
Hi there.
Co-host with the most. Lenny Matthews.
Hi there.
Oh, and Patrick. Patrick, our producer.
Our producer tonight. Greetings. Filling in for Liam.
Good evening. Yes.
Nice to have you.
Yeah.
Patrick, good to see you again. Okay, so tonight's show is brought to you by O2 Motorsports, owned by Steve and Stacy Lowry, a family-owned business of over 30 years. They are located off of Caterpillar Road on Prestige, which is right behind that Valero gas station on the corner, easy to find. And they have they service, actually, BMWs, German cars, BMWs, Porsches, Audis, Volkswagens.
Volkswagens, yes. I'm taking mine in.
They also do Sprinter van, Mercedes vans. And
they're great people.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been in business for a long time.
Thank you. I've been sick for
And their reputation days, so. Precedes them. They're awesome.
Yeah. They're awesome.
They're really good.
Yeah, I went to visit great them the people. Other day. Great shop. Nice and very clean.
Yeah.
So,
Ron's been really sick.
I've been sick. So. Well, we all been sick.
He still made it in here tonight, so kudos to you, Ron.
I dragged myself in here. You might hear some coughing. That'll be the
That's
three of us.
That's not new.
Okay, so if you would like to listen in, you could go to KCNR1460.com. Of course, if you can hear me already, you're probably there. Or FM 96.5. Or you can call us, which we'd love to hear from you because we're going to have a great subject tonight, at 530-605-4567. Mm-hmm. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook at Ask L, Ron Lim, or Lenny Matthews. All right. Yeah. So, Elle, I'm so excited to hear what this is about tonight.
Yeah, great topic tonight. It was a request that came in. But before I jump into that, you know, we have some listeners that are faithful every week. They listen. My good friend Joni Webby is one of those amazing people that listens in, weighs in, and, you know, just has a lot of great feedback for us. And I'm just kind of giving her a shout out tonight. She's been taking care of her father, just an incredible man who served with the fire department for 23 years, an amazing athlete at Yale, and selflessly served his community. He passed away. And so Joni's not with us tonight. She's at his wake. But I just wanted to, you know, just acknowledge her and her dad.
Yes.
Little, yeah.
Absolutely.
He's a great man. Great man. And raised a great daughter. He's one of my best friends. So, yeah, tonight we're getting into somebody wanted to know why men pull away. So I'm going to cover the six of the reasons why men pull away. There's probably a lot more, but, you know, six of probably the main ones. Hopefully this is going to be helpful. The first four or five we're gonna go through them pretty quickly, and the bigger one, the meatier one.
Well,
I think the most interesting one we're gonna save for last.
Okay. I just wanna know if we're talking about early on in a relationship or
that's a good question. So some of them are early on in
the
relationship.
Because the reasons can be different.
Yeah.
Depending on
that's true. And so, it's kind of implied in some of the reasons that it's early on in the relationship. And then the last one, like I said, which is the most interesting one, it was to me, and the weightiest one, that can really be through all stages of relationship, early and late, long-term marriage. Good to know, though. Great information. So the first reason this is a shallow one. A guy's going to pull away. This is when you're first dating,
well,
obviously,
yeah.
Because he's not getting what he wants.
That's definitely in the first part.
And
that's the first part of the relationship. Yeah. Unless he's stayed in there for a while.
And
hung in there.
I'm really, this first one is just really applying to the early stages. He's not getting what he wants, and basically, like, just say he wants a hookup, and he's realizing you're not wanting a hookup, you're wanting more, so he's not going to stick around. If he's not, if it seems like he's, it's going to be too much work, too difficult, well, he's going to find an easier route.
If that's what we're looking for, yes.
That's just saying, you know, here's some reasons why men pull away. I'm sure there are more, but another reason why men pull away is maybe he does start to get close, and I don't know if this could be just early on in the relationship. I think it could be throughout the relationship, but he's, you know, what I'm focusing on now is as he's starting to get close, maybe some personal issues come up for him. Maybe he doesn't know you well enough to be that vulnerable to share some of those, some of the personal issues that are coming up. So as men do, they typically go away to their cave and solve their own problems. Their way of thinking is, I don't want to burden somebody else with my problems. I'm going to solve this on my own and
we
fix it myself.
Maybe rethink it.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a burden. He's not trying to behave badly. He's just pulling away and solving his own problem because that's what he's designed to do. And so he may not always handle the difficult situation, in a way that is conducive to connection and closeness, which is what she wants. So he might shut down until he's got this thing figured out. He might not be at a place where he's comfortable. I just said this, where he's not comfortable opening up and showing vulnerability. So it might look like he's ghosting you. Now, I guess if you're further along in the relationship, there might be some communication. So it could look like he's ghosting you, and then pops up a week or two later saying he was going through some things. So he just kind of disappears on you. Now, granted, this isn't behavior you have to accept. This is, if it happens the first time it happens, you can have a conversation around it and say, you know, I just touch base with me. Let me know you're going through something and you need space, and I got it. I'll give you all the space you need. But disappearing makes us go, oh, okay, he's gone. He's gone. I'm moving on.
And what do you do wrong?
What did I do wrong?
I would take that personal.
Yeah.
Unless he communicated.
Yeah.
And I think that's the kind thing to do is say.
To a woman. Men know how to give each other space. Like, they don't, men have this thing. Everybody has their memo, their guidebook. Girls don't got that. We don't have the men's guidebook. We don't understand that men need space. We don't got it.
They don't got it. Okay, but what
if. You don't have a clue.
We're getting clues.
But what if it was a woman doing the same thing? I think men think about it a little bit, don't you?
Think about what?
I think they've got a nag in the back of their mind if you guys have been talking every day and seeing each other three or four times a week, and then all of a sudden he's just gone.
So you're saying that you think he's thinking about the fact that he's gone away?
And not communicating with you. I really.
Well, we got a man in here. What do you think,
Lynn? I'm giving him credit. Let's put it that way.
You're giving him girly credit. You're giving him, men are, they're single focus. Men are single focus. I've got a problem. I'm going to focus. I'm sorry, Ron. I asked you to speak and now I'm speaking.
I'm going to shut up.
Go ahead, Ron. Should I keep going?
Yeah, just keep on going.
Men are single focused. When they have a problem, they are single focused on solving that problem. I'm going to get this problem solved, because then once he's solved that problem, he now has space and focus to focus on you. And up until then, he's figuring it out, and men know this about each other. For women, we don't do this disconnecting thing and this pulling away and ghosting thing, because what do we do when we have a problem? We connect. Oh,
yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk. Well, we talk because there's a reason. There's a physiological reason why we talk, and I've gone into that before. But
okay, I was just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that, you know.
I don't know. Do they have this in the back of their mind?
Ron,
I don't know.
Do they?
I like to think.
Would you?
No, not what you would like to think. What is it?
I would. I would let you know if I'm checking out.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a little while.
Because you know. And
I wanted you to still be around when I get back.
Yes. That's the kind thing to do.
That, I think, is the key right there. What he just said.
If I wanted you to.
If I liked you well enough that I wanted you to be around when I reconnected. He would say something.
Well, okay. That's if you're evolved. Some men don't know. Some men just don't know. Like, they're not, she'll be okay in a week. I'm just going to go figure this out.
There are some curious guys out there. Like,
they just don't know yet. Maybe they're younger and they don't know, hey,
Well, you know, age makes a difference.
It does teach you a lot.
It does. And you do make a good point. If you want her to be there when you're done processing.
I love
we
that.
We all know how old I am.
Let's talk about how old you are, Ron, because it's always a fascinating topic.
That's not fascinating.
We just celebrated his birthday, and he had a whole week of that, I think two, so we should probably
Are you telling me to move on?
Only 2 weeks.
Pretty much.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole month.
I got in trouble.
2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks.
Okay, so the third reason is that maybe he's met someone else.
Well, now,
that
could happen.
Of course,
accidentally.
It can happen, and it does happen. It's hurtful, and it sucks, but if someone has met somebody and they've moved on and they haven't told you that they've moved on, then their exit is really doing you a favor.
It's a blessing.
It's sparing you. You know, it's sparing you maybe putting more energy into something that's not going to go anywhere. Doesn't mean that I try to give men the credit. They're not necessarily behaving badly. We think they are any more than women. Men think women are crazy, and we're not behaving badly. There's reasons.
Okay, but I again.
Stay tuned.
I have to say.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sorry.
I love that girl.
I'm that girl. I would have to say if he didn't respect me enough to say, "Hey, I've met someone else. I think you're great." But I've met someone else. I would be very happy he was going.
Okay, so I'm going to weigh in on that.
Well.
I'm getting that look. I'm in trouble again.
No, please do.
Because here's the thing. This is why men struggle. Men don't tell women when they're breaking up with them, and men tend to not to. Here it is. Men, I know this is going to, yeah, I'm going to get a lot of kickback on this. And flack for this, but men are designed. I know you're rolling your eyes at me, and I'm going to say it anyway. Men are designed to protect women and not cause pain. By saying something to her that's painful, he knows he's going to hurt her. That hurts him. That's a really hard thing for a man to do. So yes, it may be cowardly, but it's really like.
But it doesn't cause pain when he doesn't call her ever again and she's fallen in love with him
I get it. But if you look at this is a phenomenon.
No, I think that's chicken.
Well, let's discuss that after
word
a break.
That goes after that.
It's time for a break. So why don't we...
We can duke it out
during the break
and
we'll come back.
We're not duking it out. Elaine
and I discuss it
we feed off each
okay,
other really
we'll
well.
We'll be right back, okay. Folks.
Take time to make time to be there. Look around. Be a part. Feel for the winter, but don't have a cold heart. And I love you best. You're not like the rest. You're there when I need you. You're there when I need. I'm gonna need you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by O2 Motorsports.
Ooh. What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hello, this is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask L Show. We are back after a break and watching the two ladies duke it out. We're going to have an answer for you on that last topic a minute ago.
We were duking it out.
Yeah. So we are brought to you tonight by O2 Motorsports, a local shop in town owned by Steve and Stacy Lowry. Good people there. It's a family-owned business. Or have been doing it for over 30 years. Have a brand new shop off of Caterpillar and Prestige right around the corner and behind Valero on the corner there.
First-rate shop.
They
do great.
They
great
service
job.
German cars like your Volkswagen, Audis, Porsches, BMWs, and Mercedes Sprinter vans. If you would like to chime in tonight, we'd like you to call 530-605-4567. Or you can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
All right. So, you guys duked it out.
So if you're just joining us.
If you're just joining us.
We are covering the, we're going to try to get to six. I got six reasons why men pull away. This was a request topic and we do take requests. I'm going to go through the first couple of ones quickly. And the first one was because he can't easily get what he wants. The next one is starts to get close but has some personal issues, needs to take some time, kind of disappears into his man cave and then resurfaces later. And then the third one is he's met someone else and hasn't had the courage to say, hey, I've met somebody else. And then Lenny and I were discussing why this happens a lot. This is a phenomenon in men when they don't say, hey, I've met someone else, I'm moving on. Because it's very challenging for him in a psychological
masculine
way to, you know, he's designed to protect women.
He doesn't want to hurt your feelings and he doesn't want to hurt you.
Not realizing that by not saying anything is actually hurting us. And you made a good point there.
Thank you.
And we are still friends.
So far.
That's stuff.
Forever and ever. Okay. And here's another one. This is a good one. You are better than what he expected.
Oh, I run into that a lot.
All the time.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the
time.
Thank
you so much.
That happens to me all the time.
That the woman is better than you expected?
Yes.
Some things you shouldn't admit out loud, Ron.
Doesn't take much of a
all
woman.
All your friends are doing inventory right now.
He's saying the women thought that he was too good for them.
No, I don't know.
No. We're just going to move on. So there's situations where a man will meet a woman and he's really approaching it from a casual place. He's not wanting anything serious. This is going to be casual dating. And then the woman ends up being amazing. And so he's thinking, you're thinking if she's so amazing, why wouldn't he latch onto it? Well, it's because he's not ready.
not ready.
And I was like, oh, you get that. He's not ready. Mm-hmm. He's going at this as a casual relationship, and then he sees that she's on a whole nother level. And not like she's too good for him, but that she becomes somebody that he needs to respect. And so because he can't live into what she's needing, he's going to step back. So that's a compliment. Might not feel very good because you might want something with this person. And so when he's got high respect for her, he's not going to put her through the he doesn't want to mess her up with his games or his problems.
Do you think that it would be a situation where the man didn't feel good enough for her? Or that he just wasn't in the right place in his life?
Well, there are times when I mean, I know of situations where I've actually had to do work with someone who didn't feel like he was good enough. That's a little bit different than I'm in a casual date. I'm not, you know, I don't want anything serious. And oh man, this woman's amazing, and I'm not going to mess with this. I'm not going to. Yeah.
Oh, he's not ready in his life.
He's not ready in his life
for someone like that.
Yeah, for the serious thing, he's just wanting casual. Okay. And this is a level up for him, and he's not ready for it. He can't live into that expectation.
Okay.
So number five. Okay, this is a good one. Sorry, I got stuck on myself there for a second. And this is a really common reason. This is very common.
I've seen this before myself.
A lot. I hear this a lot from guys. Is that she's not reciprocating. So a lot of women go into the relationship, they got their walls up. Or they get really horrible advice that playing hard to get is a really smart idea. And men don't play to lose. Men play to win. It's cosmopolitan. I don't know. Circulates. I hear that I was teaching a men's class the other day, and a guy spoke up and said, well, you got to play hard to get. So if you get her number, don't call her for 3 days. That's a horrible idea. Horrible advice.
But again, it goes back to playing games. If you're a mature individual and you're done with the games, then you don't have to play hard to get. You don't have to play any game. You just be who you are.
Be authentic. And
absolutely.
And you know, we're just getting mixed signals and mixed messages.
Absolutely.
They play that
game a lot of women are, if they have walls up, they're in pain. He's continuing to pour into her, but she's holding back. If he wants this to be a serious relationship, and she does too, but she's not reciprocating to the level he's like, I'm not going to win in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to see that he's giving, she's not giving back, even though she's in the relationship. He's not getting the feedback from her. She's not showing genuine and authentic interest. So that would be a reason that he would walk away.
What guy would
I would like to see equal effort.
Yeah, if you felt safe enough to do that. But what man would hang around and make a fool out of himself if the woman wasn't reciprocating? Why would a guy do that? I mean, if I was a guy, I'd just say, hey, obviously she's not interested. I'm not going to drag
her.
Or
she's saying she's interested, but she's not.
Her actions don't.
This isn't moving forward.
Right, exactly.
I'll talk.
Yep.
Okay, so moving on to number six, this is kind of a long one, interesting one. I spent a lot of time on this one because it was fascinating to me. I didn't know this before, and this comes from Dr. John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. And
I read those.
Did you?
Yeah.
Great books. They're great books.
Did it help you, Ron?
Well, that was like 50 years ago. I think I've forgotten.
I don't think they were written 50 years ago.
Well, maybe it was the second marriage.
At any rate, they were written at some point, and they have been around a while. They've been around a couple decades anyway.
Well, at least you were trying.
And you read them.
Yeah.
So here's what is surprising to learn, is that men have an intimacy cycle. So John Gray talks about this thing that men have called an intimacy cycle. And in the pre-show meeting, Ron, you were saying that you agree with this. And
I call it manopause.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh.
I don't know. You can maybe you can elaborate.
Menopause is middle-aged crazies where they go out and they buy the Corvette and the gold chain and the polyester shirt. But you've already got the GT and the gold chain.
Oh yeah, I'm done with that cycle.
Yeah, exactly. You then cycled out.
Okay, I'm cycled out.
You cycled out. So what's surprising to learn is that periodically, even when a man loves a woman, even when he loves her, so this isn't going to be just in a new relationship. This is going to be throughout the relationship. Periodically, he needs to pull away. And in that pulling away, he will get closer. And so Dr. John Gray refers to it as like a rubber band. So men instinctively feel a need to pull away. And we're going to talk about why and what that looks like. And as a woman, what you can do about it. That's what we're going to basically spend the next half hour on. And it would be wrong to think of this pulling away as a decision or a choice. It's kind of like you get hungry. You don't have a choice over that. You're hungry. Well, when men have this need to pull away, they just have the need to pull away. So it's something that just happens to them. It's part of their natural cycle.
And it's nothing that we're doing to cause this.
No, we're wired that way.
Right. And we're going to kind of get into...
We don't even know it's happening sometimes.
That's exactly what he says. He says that men don't even understand it themselves.
I got to write a book.
You should write a book.
Let's take a break first.
Let's take a break and we'll continue this when we get back.
Groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes, and their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair, new name, same great service and location, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Friday night, it was late, I was walking you home. We got down to... Hello, this is Elle.
Oh, I like this music.
I do too. We're all dancing.
This is co-host Ron Lim of the Ask Elle Talk Show about relationships. Our show tonight is brought to you by none other than Steve and Stacy Lowry of O2 Motorsports, just off of Caterpillar and Prestige behind the Valero gas station on the corner. They actually service German cars, Porsches, Audis, Volkswagens. Oh, we're having a giggle session here.
They must service all kinds of things here.
Yeah, they do. They have over 30 years experience. And it's a family-owned business.
They probably have the punch card, Ron. That's why they're laughing. You know, you
get, I don't
get,
know.
Do you get 10, get one for free or something?
I don't know. It's the weather or something. They just don't know. They're going to get me started here in a minute, but they will stop. If you would like to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. Don't look at each other, you two. Or you can go to KCNR1460.com and listen in, or FM, 96.5 FM. Or you can... Okay, hold on, folks. We have technical difficulties over here.
I'm ready.
So
one of you has to leave the room. Gee.
Well, just recap what we've been doing.
If you're just now joining us, we got a request to cover the six why men pull away. I came up with six things, and to recap, the first one is because he can't easily get what he wants. The second one is...
That's early on.
He's not getting what he wants. It's just going to be too much work. He's going to go find an easier way.
Sure.
Number two is that he starts getting close, something personal comes up. And so he has to deal with that problem. Number three is he's met someone else. Number four is you are better than what he expected. I mean, that's a Cadillac problem. Number five is because you're not reciprocating his interest. He's interested. You're dating, but you're not putting out the effort. Yeah, you're not reciprocating to him.
Nope.
What he's wanting. So we just got into the sixth one, which I found fascinating concept by Dr. John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, and that is that male have an intimacy cycle. And so even when a man loves a woman, he will have the need to pull away from time to time. So the way Dr. Gray describes it is that it's just kind of a natural thing that happens. He doesn't even necessarily understand it. It's no different than having a hunger pain. You just have this need to pull away, and he pulls away. So it has a lot to do with fulfilling his need for independence. So he'll pull away, and Dr. Gray describes it like a rubber band. As the man pulls away, he's pulling away, and you can imagine a rubber band only has so far that it can stretch. It has a limit, and then once it's hit that stretching capacity, it snaps back, and snaps back with quite a whip. And so he's basically saying that when the man pulls away, it's stretching out so far, and then when it's reached its extent, it'll spring back. And so he will come back fully needing and fully feeling a need for love and intimacy again. So at this point, he's kind of sorted some things out for himself. He's feeling more motivated to give his love and receive the love that he needs. So the thing is that when he springs back, if he's stretched out and kind of pulled away for a while and disconnected, the woman will feel that as a disconnect. Oh, he's disconnected from me. What happened?
And we have
to panic. Yeah, and we'll get into that, you know, how to handle this when he does that. So when he reaches his full capacity, he comes back and just kind of picks up where he left off.
Well, isn't that nice?
There's no, for him, there's
well, what's wrong with that?
We pulled away. There's no, what's the issue? There's no problem. We're going to just pick right back up where we left off.
And again, so the guy gets to do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
well, no, he has to learn. I mean, this, in fairness, he has to learn that what that disconnection or that pulling away does to a woman. And she's panicking. And then that's typically what, because women pull back for different reasons. When we pull away, it's not, there's no maliciousness when a man pulls away.
No.
There's no, he's not behaving badly. It's just a thing. He does, it's a thing that he just does. And, but for women, we pull away intentionally when we feel hurt or we feel disappointed. If we don't trust him, if there's a lack of trust there, we're afraid of being hurt again, that's when we pull away. And so we tend to think, he's pulled away, what have I done?
Well, so wouldn't that cause a chain reaction, though? He pulls away, hurts her, so then she pulls away, so that when he comes back, she is hurt and feeling rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And needs to, then they have to start over a little bit, rebuilding some.
Yes, and that's a good point, and we're going to get into that in just a few minutes about how that impacts the woman.
Well, when how's that rubber band look? Is it like, does it get stretched out and eventually break? Or?
Gosh, I don't know. He didn't talk about what happens if it breaks. I think it's over.
Yeah.
If somebody's disconnected and it's permanent. Unless you tie a knot in, and I don't know how that works. but here's what happens for the man. If the man has a need to pull away, and again, it's an instinctual thing. It's a intimacy cycle. If he has the need to pull away, but doesn't have the opportunity to pull away, he doesn't get that chance to feel his strong desire and to be close again. So this cycle is really creating his desire and his love. So it's, there's some kind of momentum in it there's a transition that happens for him in the pulling away.
That's cool. It's kind of like absence makes the heart grow fonder kind of deal.
Guess so. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
I mean, you know, he's
abstinence
gone
or absence?
Her.
Absence. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, because he's been gone.
Yeah,
so
he's
then
pulled
he comes
away.
Back
maybe not even out of the house gone, but he's pulled away, gone into his man cave, disconnected.
Okay.
Mentally, he's just reconnecting with himself. He's, you know, men grow up testing themselves against the world and figuring out who they are. They test their own mettle. They test their own mettle by how they are with each other and how they are with themselves. And again, men are designed to problem solve on their own. And so this is a unique, women don't really do this. The man's identity is who he's made himself to be. I am who I am. And,
very true.
So for the women, our identity comes in our connections. Our identity comes with how successful we are in the connections we make. A man's identity comes in how successful he is against the world.
Do you feel that way, Ron? Is that accurate?
Overcome the problems he's trying to solve. Okay, Ron?
I'm sorry. I kind of just fogged out there for a minute.
Okay. You've been sick. You keep fogging. I'm going to keep going.
Could you repeat that?
If he doesn't have the opportunity to pull away, which part? There was a lot in there. So I was.
Just keep going.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going. So here's the problem for us as women. If we insist on intimacy during this time when he's pulling away, and again, he's not behaving badly. He's just pulling away. He's not,
checking out a little bit. Maybe he still comes home after work. He's there physically, but he goes off and
he's
need to know what
focus.
That looks like.
It looks like, okay, so when a man, here's what it might look like. When a man walks through the door at the end of the day, he has to have time to transition. So he's going to walk in the door. He needs to shift from being underway, getting home from work, and then coming in the door. He's got to transition and then go and have some space to put things away where they belong in his head and kind of problem solve a little bit and get everything in its place.
I need that
and
too.
Then,
I get that.
And then when he does that, he'll come find you and connect with you as a woman. And
okay.
And we used to go through, I used to go through this when I was married, my ex would come home. At first, I thought, why isn't he as excited to see me as I am to see him?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that he wasn't. It's that he comes home and he's got things on his mind and he's got to go put those away. And so for him, it looked like getting in the shower and taking time and then he would deal with that and then come out and be ready for me and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I'm going to say similar to that, when a man needs to go into his man cave, he's disconnecting. He's focused on what he's focused on.
When I first got home from work, I'd be like, all the problems of the day weren't all solved. So I'm still working on them on my way home.
Oh, yeah.
When I get home, I'm still like,
Processing
those things because I didn't get them all, you know, done during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is like that. So, yeah, there's a period of time when you're still thinking about what you didn't take care of.
And that makes perfect sense. But I'm talking about when a guy does his pulling away thing.
You want to know how to recognize it.
What's it look like? I mean, does he actually take a vacation and leave the house?
Sometimes.
Or are guys different? Does he check out and go out with the guys? Does he go on a weekend? Or does he just go in his basement and play drums for
Could be all those, yeah. days?
It's probably case by case. But I think as a woman, our gut tells us when they've disconnected.
Okay,
And we know they've just left. Like, he just disconnected from me. And then we get scared. We get panicked. What did I do? Because we don't do that. I mean, if I sat here and turned my back on you and pulled away and shut my energy down toward you, you'd feel it, Lenny. And you'd be like, hey, that's not like her. What's
totally,
going on?
Yes.
So they do that, but it's not because they're behaving badly. It's because that's what they need to do to recharge, reboot, get clear with themselves. And
I think typically we just kind of say, I'm still thinking about some stuff at work. I had a hard day. You know, give me a few minutes.
Yeah, they might. And you've seen the cartoon. That's not even a cartoon. It's a meme where the guy's in bed and he's rolled over. And he's not talking to the wife. He's thinking. He's got a lot going on in his head. He's not talking. And she's so upset. And she's like, what woman is he dreaming about? What woman is he daydreaming about? And he's like, why didn't that spark plug go in the way I needed it to? And so, you know, it's the way we're processing mm-hmm. what disconnection means to us.
Yep.
So if he's not able to stretch his full distance away, and who knows what that looks like case by case, if he's able to stretch the full distance, he'll be able to return with a lot of power. And so I'm going to stop there for a break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'll be back.
Okay. Be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by O2 Motorsports.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is as new as with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only dish premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Elle, and we got some major dancing, not dancing, but body swaying going on in the studio.
And hi, this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show, along with co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. Our
Thank
show
you.
Is brought to you by O2 Motorsports. They're located kind of at the corner of Caterpillar Road and Prestige, which is just behind the Valero station, right off of 99 and Caterpillar Road. They service Porsches, Volvos, BMWs, actually Mini Coopers too, Audis,
Volkswagens,
and Mercedes Sprinter vans. They've been in business for over 30 years. They're a family-owned business, and so, great personal service.
Great people.
So,
and they do full service,
Everything. Yeah, everything. And so we highly recommend using them. If you ever need those services.
Awesome.
And so if you would like to chime in and call us, we have a good topic going on here. You can call us at 530-605-4567. If you want to listen, you can go to KCNR1460.com. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
All right. So before the break, we were... Talking about.
And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about why men pull away. For lack of time, I'm not going to recap it all, but we were talking about the last one, and this was the intimacy cycle that Dr. John Gray talks about.
Men
have. And equivalates...
Menopause.
Equates it to... No, that's a little bit different. Okay. Good topic, though, for some night.
Okay.
He equates it to a rubber band, and so when the men pull away, what happens is he's pulling away. He's kind of pulling away to his full stretch capacity and then comes back. And when he comes back...
And why are we pulling away?
You're pulling away because you have a need for to kind of regain autonomy. And I'm going to get into that here in a second.
Oh, okay.
So what I want to talk about first, though, is that the reason why this is a problem for women is because we don't understand the pulling away. We don't pull away for the same reasons. And so if a man is in this place where he's pulling away and she insists on intimacy and running after him or chasing him, then what's going to happen, he's going to always be trying to escape. So it's always going to be in this constant state of pulling away. And I think this is really good information. I wish I'd have known this. Early on when I was married, I think it would have made a big difference in a lot of our misunderstandings. Because if he doesn't get a chance to do this pulling away, he'll never get a chance to feel his own passionate longing for love. He's just trying to get away. He's not getting that space to do it. So having that space, in that space, there's a transition that happens to him. And in that transition, he begins to feel his own need for you and comes back more committed and stronger. So he'll return with a lot of power getting through that transformation, and his attitude begins to shift. So he'll begin to realize more and more, deeper and deeper, that he can't live without you. So the man's love just goes deeper and deeper and deeper. So these pulling away cycles are so essential for the long haul game. You're in the long game. So you're letting him have that space, knowing that in the long game, it's going to bring that closer intimacy and deeper intimacy that we as women, want. Always.
Yeah. And I wish I would have known, because now that you bring it up, I do recall going through that, and my feelings were so hurt that by the time he did come back, there was so much repair for my heart that you know what I'm saying? It was almost like we couldn't catch up again.
Yeah.
And I wish I'd have known the dynamics of that.
Same. And you bring up a good point because a lot of times, and men need to be sensitive to this, for the woman to become intimate again, it is going to require a time of her getting reacquainted. So there's that time that you're going to need to reconnect with her. And a lot of times that's a conversation. Do you want to talk about it? How are you feeling? Let her vent her feelings. Don't take it personal. It's going to sound like she's complaining. She's just venting. And through that process, she is going to begin to build intimacy again. Yeah. So it's important to it's important for men also to understand this difference. If she felt hurt when he pulled away, coming back together will be easier if he understands her need to reconnect. So that was a good point. And here's the thing about women. Women, we fall in love. Men fall in love in stages and steps. This is a good stage. I'm going to the next one. This stage is good. I'm going to the next one. Women fall in love with space. And this is why we get bamboozled by narcissists, because they future fake us. We fall in love with space. You give us a future, we're going to pour into that future. And that pouring into that future equals our love. We're showing up in that much space. And we're beautiful. When we have a future, we show up in a space, we're our most beautiful. When we have to cut that space off, which is what we think we have to do when he pulls away because we think he's just taken that space away, which he hasn't, we cut ourselves off from that space. To regain that space takes time and you know, understanding and patience and conversation. So once he's fulfilled his need for intimacy, he's going to, you know, again, automatically come back. Men automatically alternate between needing intimacy and needing autonomy. Typically what happens is men begin to pull away. We just talked about this. The women will panic. And unfortunately, this pulling away, depending on what your attachment style is, the pulling away can trigger attachment issues. So if the woman is anxiously attached, we've talked about that in previous shows, don't have time to go into it tonight, but if he pulls away and she's anxious about attachment issues, it's going to... that is what's going to happen. She's going to end up chasing after him. She's going to end up panicking, and he's going to keep pulling away. And what she may be trying to do in this panic is reestablish connection, because she's afraid that if she doesn't, she's going to lose him forever, not recognizing the intimacy cycle. So, you know, it's good to have some good girlfriends that support you in this process, not support you in belittling your partner, because that can happen too. Those are the wrong friendships. So, you know, for her, she might feel powerless during this time because she doesn't know what she did wrong. She's going to automatically think that she did something wrong and easily misinterpret his actions. So then what she does in this pulling away process is she does this. We need to talk. We need to talk. And then when she does that, he's starting to emotionally distance himself even more because he's in the pulling away process, and he's not trying to pull away and avoid her. He's just doing what his cycle is naturally compelling him to do. You're nodding your head. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that, because you're confirming what I've read. This isn't coming from me. This is coming from other people's writings. So when he pulls away, it's not because he doesn't want to talk. He's just at a point in the cycle that he's needing to be alone with himself, hopefully. I mean, there's other reasons why men pull away and don't want to talk. We're not really getting into that, but this is just a basic normal cycle of men that we're talking about. And here's a really good point that I thought that Dr. Gray made, and that is that, because you asked earlier, why do men pull away? And to a certain extent, a man loses himself when he connects with his partner intimately. So a man feels the need to be responsible for the woman and how she's feeling. Is she okay? Is she doing well? Are her needs met? Am I providing for her? During this time when he's feeling her needs and her wants and her emotions and her problems, on some level, he has to reconnect with himself.
Well, that makes sense. That's a lot for anyone. Yeah.
I think it all boils down to communication.
It does boil down to communication. But what happens is our communication gets crooked in these moments that feel there's a misunderstanding in what's going on. Accusations are made. Communication goes crooked and things fall apart. So this is really just information that's helpful. You know, it's not going to change anything overnight.
If anybody has any other subjects you'd like to talk about, we're going to wind down now, but, please feel free to let us know.
Text me if you have to talk about. Yep.
Okay. Bye, folks.
Okay. Thank you for tuning
in. Good night.
Have a good night.
That's great.